This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Riley Smith. The upcoming beef reports will signify the market trends. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
While U.S. cattle farmers and ranchers have seen high prices for their livestock, that does translate to increased costs for the consumer. Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said there are several upcoming reports that will tell us if the trend will continue through 2025.
What this all comes down to is we got three big reports on the horizon. We've got cattle on feed coming in. We've got the annual cattle inventory. And we also have another demand piece of the equation that comes in with cold storage.
Nelson said consumers are feeling a lot of exhaustion from inflation. And unfortunately, there may not be relief for them anytime soon.
If we take a look at where inflation rates are currently, you know, they're much lower than they've been over the past couple of years. But even so, this is a rate of growth we're talking about. So we're still seeing some decent inflation of increase in prices at the grocery store for some of our food products. If we look at beef and veal, for example, we're up about 5.4%.
Nelson added that all eyes will be on the cattle inventory report at the end of January.
We're anticipating some decrease in the overall cattle inventory. Overall, if we look at the industry expectations and what some of the analysts are throwing out there, they're expecting even placements from last year or even 101% of last year. And I find this a little bit surprising. Even if we look at a 1% to 2% decline, that still brings us down to that 86.5 million mark. And that's still the fewest cattle we've had in 73 years.
For more information, visit fb.org. For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get these stories delivered to you every single day. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.